come listen to my story, landsmen one and all. I'll sing to you the dangers of that raging canal.
The canal is what made Buffalo. I mean, we were here on the Great Lakes, but completely isolated from the east, from the East Coast. Inland navigation was very, very difficult before they had built the Erie Canal, and most of central and western New York were wilderness. So Atlantic Ocean, Hudson River from New York up to Albany, and then the Erie Canal connected Albany to Buffalo by water, and that was the missing piece. So it really it made Buffalo what it is. It made it the commercial center of what was then the West. You have immigrants, you have dock workers, you have Great Lakes sailors, you have canalers, you have freed African Americans from the South, you have Native Americans, you have young 13 and 14-year-old orphan boys who worked on the canal. It's just, you know, colorful beyond belief. You know, many of the Great Lakes sailors referred to Canal Street as the wickedest street in the world. Some of these guys had been around the world. They had worked on the oceans before they worked on the Great Lakes. In something like a 3 or 4 block section, you had dozens and dozens of brothels and theaters and free and easy shows, as they called them. And it was a place where the Lake Erie sailors got paid. It was a place where the canalers got paid, so they all had a little money in their pockets. The fighting was nearly constant from the reports you read from the actual people who were there. It was also a very musical place. What we know today as sea shanties, right? These songs that sailors would use to coordinate the labor on the ships. There were so many boats at any given time singing in the harbor to do their work that ordinary citizens would come down just to listen to this. If you wanted music, you made it. Or you went and stood and listened where someone else was making it. And so we have this great body of music that was either written about the canal or in some cases really came out of the canal experience itself. And I've just been fascinated with trying to dig up, excuse the pun, as much of this stuff as I can. This is the jaw harp or the juice harp. All the blacksmiths used to make them. People, canalers and others, would carry them around in their pockets. It was kind of like your iPod. It came with you and could give you music anytime you wanted. What you do to play it is you hold on to the edges. It's just made out of metal, and it's got this little lever in the middle. So you pull it back, and you let it go, and it vibrates. It goes back and forth. But it doesn't make a lot of sound until you press it up against your teeth. Then your mouth kind of becomes the amplifier. Without the mouth, with the mouth. So the next step is to breathe in and out kind of loud, which gives it some volume and some rhythm. And then I discovered something even better. If you wiggle your tongue around a little bit in there, you can make it sound just like the cartoons, when two people bump into each other by accident.